Heard of a king here in that Russia telling his wife that your husband left you alone and you weren't supposed to marry him to begin with. So she said, let him go for another 12 years. So he went back for another 12 years. The Gemara in Subas doesn't say Russia. It says Saba. She heard this old man, Saba, telling his wife. Some of the question learned, it was Eliyahu HaNavi, who wanted her to say that he should go back for 12 years, so Rabbi Kiva could go back for 12 years and become Rabbi Kiva. Eliyahu knew what he was doing. Obviously, if it was Eliyahu HaNavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? I'm just saying, but it's different than this Gemara. The Gemara would never, Chas V'Shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, call Russia. The Gemara here says it was a Russia. The Gemara in Sumit says, oh, Saba. The Gemara says that every time it says Saba, it means Eliyahu HaNavi. There are exceptions. But they want to say that according to the Gemara in Sumit, the one who did it was doing it L'Taiva. According to this Gemara, the one who did it was doing it for a bad reason.
What did he say? Did your father did well for the good?
He said to her, your husband was never fit for you, and he left you alone for 12 years. Why are you doing this? Why are you suffering like this? Give up on him.
The same thing, how did he reconcile? I mean, I don't mean
Russia. When I started the Gemara, I said, there are three versions of this story with minor differences. This is a minor difference in the story. Yerushalmi has a third version. So I'm saying, you can ask this kasha many times, that the story is brought different in Gemara than in the Medrash. The story is brought different in the Bavli than in Yerushalmi. I don't know how to reconcile them. My guess would say, without trying to be a kifer, that there are minor details that different people said over different ways. But the thrust of the story is agreed upon by everybody. Yes?
Well, to support what you just said, I may be a kafir because I would say that this is part of the moral position here. But Gemara in Makkah says that when people give a testimony, one says black stem, the other says white stem, we don't discard their testimony. It's not an important contradiction.
Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Referring to Eliyahu HaNavi.
Gemara in Sanhedrin, not in Makkah. But my son is ready to...
I'm sorry, you're right.
And take a look at him. He's ready to... He said, Monkey, you know. We gave you a look that was like... I'm just saying, right?
One of the reasons I say things out loud like that is so that I can be.
Okay.
But it might be that the idea of falling in Russia is, remember, Chaldanum, in that all of the things which happened, all of the manifestations,
I got it. Again, I just don't believe that Leo and Navi would be referred to as a Russia. That's all. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Right.
Even on the
Tikos,
even on the
Tikos, they didn't. By the Fashas. By my mother's.
Oh, my mother.
Santa Gemara Viter. The Aid. Hashav Rabbin. Santa Gemara Amar. How do I identify where I am? It's
58.2.
I understand. 58.2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 lines before the end of the narrow lines. I'm Rabbi Yehovah, obviously, Rishusa. She gave me permission. I'll go back. It was there another 12 years. Asaba Asimarba of Zuki Tamidim. It came with 24,000 pairs of Tamidim. Again, I believe this is also a Shaila in the story. Some say he came with 24,000 Tamidim. Some say he came with 24,000 pair of Tamidim. Gemara Subas does not say the word pair. It says 24,000 Tamidim. Navikulam Lape. Everybody went to greet him. Bavi Kamasalabi Lape. And she also went to greet him. Amalahu Rishia, so the same Rasha came and told her, Vad Lecha, where are you going? What do you have to do with this tzaddik? Now, according to the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, she knew it was a Begiva. She knew it was her husband. Amalei, Yedei Tzadik Nevesh Behemtai. A Tzadik knows the Nevesh of his Behemah, meaning I am his servant. And he'll know me, he'll recognize me, he'll understand what I did. Some would say she didn't know it was a Begiva. And she said, if he's a Tzadik, he'll know who I am. He doesn't have to, I don't have to have a connection with him for him to see me and understand me. So she came close to see him. Kamatul Rabbanan. Rabbanan started pushing her away. What's this lady going to Bekiva? Amalain, Sir Bekiva saw her and he said, Hanichula, leave her alone. Shaliva Shalakhem Shalahu. What I achieved and what you achieved is all because of her. Shamakal Basavua, her father heard, Basav Itchel Anidre, he came to ask Atara on his nether, the Ishtri, and they were mad to him. That's the end of the story. Now, what was his Pesach? Ait Nailan, that's Rishaynim's Kasha. He became a Kamachachim. That wasn't something that was there at the time of the nether, because the Gemara says the Heter was. If your son-in-law would have learned, would you have made the netter? He said, no. So that was something unknown. So the Rishaynim give a different truth. So Duran here asked the Kasha. And Duran says that when Rabbi Akiva married her, he had a mind to go learn. So that's not considered Nailah, because anybody that has a mind to go learn will know. So he didn't know that fact that his Rabbi Akiva is planning to go learn. Had he known that at the time, he wouldn't have made the netter. Tyson says that's not Nailud, because everybody can learn something. And he said, if he would have learned anything, I wouldn't have made the netter. Anything that Shriach, we had that earlier in the Masechta, anything that happens commonly is not Nailud. So therefore, Tyson says it's not Nailud. Yes? Abbas Sula
lived in Jerusalem. This is the first time there was a Chacham?
Why he came, I don't know where
if he had Charata, why didn't he seek to annul the netter prior to this? It's been 24 years.
The way I understand it is that he didn't want to annul the netter until he found out this is his son-in-law. He didn't know he went to learn and know anything.
Rabbi Dinker seems to say otherwise, that he didn't. He went to the Chacham not knowing it was Rabbi Akiva.
Was it himself?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
What?
Oh,
it
can't be
discovered it was Rabbi Akiva. No, that's what
Rabbi Margaret said. There are those that say that after he knew, before he knew it was Rabbi Akiva. Right. In Ksubis, it's a Mashma that he did it before Rabbi Akiva came back.
He heard about it?
No, he stopped with it to be Mashma. Listen, his daughter wasn't having an offer from him. He has a father.
I mean, if there was
Harassa,
it's been two decades.
Again, this is what we say is a Kasha Lemaisa.
Going to Sugas, you went earlier, but we went after the first 12 years?
Yes.
Well, I mean, she had another first 12 years?
No.
A little bit ball talk, or no?
Listen. Meshesimili, you got Turbikiva. Now the Gemara gets into Rabbi Akiva and says he got rich in six ways. Rabbi Akiva was a very rich man. He got his money six different ways. And the Gemara is going to bring all six ways. First one is in Kalba Savua. This story. Kalba Savua gave him half his money. After he was mounted in Eder, he gave Rabbi Akiva half his money. That was the way Rabbi Akiva became rich, one of the six ways. The next one is, Island of Svenisa. Now, Island of Svenisa is, they used to have, according to the Rush, a golden ram attached to the boat. And in that, they put treasures and things. So why they had that golden ram? Some say it was a good luck charm. Some say, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what others say, but there's all kinds of different reasons. But they had that. The Chosri nuts up. Every boat, of delay, they made it, Chad Min Eina. Minayin means? How does he translate that? Can't hear you.
The figure of head, like you said, semblance of a heart, hard to get here.
I can't, I'm just can't hear you.
Semblance of a heart of a deer.
Oh, heart of a deer.
No.
Resembles.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's why I didn't understand you, because I thought heart meant heart.
Yeah.
Okay. The Grashi. I live between us, the co-op between us, I'm Isle Shozov.
Did I do the Russian war?
I meant Russia. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. And on the ice in Isle Shozov, Ezechem in Benatzai. Okay. So I think my right turn. Ashkechei, Asuhu, Ashkechei. I'm sorry. Simnecha, the Anshua, Kevyama. One time, the sailors forgot the isle on the bank of the river, of the sea. Asu Ashkechei took a walk and he found them. So it was a metzia full of treasures. That was the second way he got rich. The third way, Umin Gavza. Gavza, according to the Rosh, of Rosh Chaticha Seitz Gadol, a big piece of wood. He became rich. Through a big piece of wood. What happened? Zimnechada, Yahavar Boaz, using the Svinoy, he gave four suits to a sailor. Amalu, he said, I shall meet them. Told the sailors, buy something for me. Bring me something. But they asked who only got Sakhev Yama. They only found a piece of wood on the bank of the sea. Asuale, they brought it to him. Amalu, they told them, what does the Bach say? Yavid Maran Ale. Wait, we'll bring you something else. Meaning, this is not enough, but we brought you a piece of wood. But we'll bring you something else. Ishtaka Bavimar Dinri. It was found that this piece of wood was hollow, and in it was a piece, was a full of dinarim. The Zimnechado Tavdis Nasa. One time, a boat sunk. The Kula Iska Bavimakas Bahu. And they had put all their treasures in that hollow piece of wood. Mishtakach, Bahu Zimna, the Mindas Rikusa. Now, the way the most Rishonim learn is that that boat came from Das Rikusa, which is some country. Rashi, I meant? Gavza Chatichas Eid Kod. Yes, doctor.
Just to go back a second. I mean, the Shidumi Gavetas simplified something that Rabbi Digger brings, but these sailors were Roman sailors. They were not Jewish sailors. But is it permissible if you find a statue, which is very clearly of some earthly creature, is it really permissible to keep it and not destroy it?
I didn't see anybody talk about it. It bothered me.
It brings you here that he returned it. That is so impressive. They gave him the money.
Right. Is it permissible to return it?
Well, I mean, he returned what?
He returned the head. The head of the, yeah, the semblance of the heart. You know, and he gave it back to them. It was so impressed. That's what she...
Are you allowed to give an eye?
Well, okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. The story of the heart. The story of the heart, he found it on Kev Yama.
Yeah, he said it had precious stones in it, in this heart.
Right.
And they had with gold-filled heart, but as they became engrossed in murder, they forgot something. Rabbi found it, brought it to the house when the merchant was lost. The people who came to them assured them...
Okay, I didn't see that. That's a new, that's the adding of part to the story.
Right.
What
is
I was going to make it better. I mean, if you see something which has a chash of an Avodah Zorah, are you allowed to return it to people? Are you, I mean...
Again.
So you let that have any benefit from it at all?
Who said it's a
Vodazora? Didn't serve it. It was a good look.
I didn't say. I said
Cheshash of a Vodazora. Again, I can only say the following, and either it's true or not true, I don't know. And that is that every boat had one. So it seems like this was not a Vodazora, or at least it was known not to be a Vodazora. Why they did it, I'm not sure. But this was the derrick of the boats, and therefore Rabbi Kiva assumed, obviously correctly, that this was not a Avodah Zarah.
It was for Shmira that the whatever the spirit of the thing at the front was should watch over.
But it didn't serve it. That's what I'm trying to say. It wasn't served.
Was that for decoration? No.
I think they did it as a good luck charm.
Did you see a Rolls Royce got that thing on the front? Is that the hush?
The thing on the front of a Rolls Royce is to identify it as a Rolls Royce. It is not for good luck.
Every bow of a... arrival.
Right. No, the reason for this, as I said, and as Reverend Margaretta said, was it was supposed to be a symptom for good luck. You know, up there with crossing your fingers and,
no, I think this is different than that, but I'm not going to get by. Again, I heard a gacha, I had the same gacha. I told myself to keep it doing this, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, or at least not disturb Avodah Zarah. Fine. Now, so we already have three. Kal Mitzvah, the heart, and the piece of wood. Mimatrinusa. And from the Roman patron. Over here, the Gemara does not explain it. And the Rishonim explained it. There was this Roman matron that was rich, and Rabbi Akiva had to borrow money to support his yeshiva. So she asked him, who's guaranteeing this loan? So he told her, the Rabbi Nishloilim and the sea. The time came to pay, and Rabbi Akiva was sick. So she went to the sea and said, Rabbi Nishloilim, you and the sea are the guarantors. Guarantors. Rabbi Akiva said, where's my money? Well, all of a sudden, washed on shore, a chest full of precious stones. What happened was, the Bas Keser, I think the Rishonim speak out, had went crazy, took in a box of precious stone and threw it into the sea. Probably much earlier than this. And it washed ashore, right where the matron was. She took it and paid back the loan. But the receiver got better. He can't pay the loan. So she said, your guarantor already paid. Go deal with your guarantor. The Rabbi Nishloilim, he paid already. You can deal with him. So he got the money. So he got...
This year that she gave him change for that. I was thinking about that. It's exactly the overpayment.
The Rush said the same thing.
I thought about that. Exactly,
but
first of all, she's a
snow
woman. Is that Jewish?
No. Pashtunai. Matronusa usually refers to a Roman matron.
No, what I'm saying is,
man,
the only place you could go, unbelievable.
Obviously, she had a shyness to the thing. If not, why would he go to her?
I'm asking. That's part of my question. What chances do you have with her?
Why would the guy give you a salmon and the sea?
Now.
That's interesting. What? Dr. Rash, Mimatrinusa, Pamachasu Chalisha Lubas Mars. One time the Jews needed money. The Lavash and Rabbi Kiva Matrinusa Achas, he borrowed from the matron. Amrullah, Mishamar Vayoilam. She said, you're a banish Lalam Vayam, a God with you, I raise them. She picked the two guarantors. Tysus' version is that he picked it. Right. And she picked it. So he is the man of Peron, color of the Kiva, Hokabam Dalsatiya, Mamma Yudati, to the Molishin quietness of the Kiva. Not in the fact that he's not well, I pray his mom he would have picked. Let the two guarantors pay. The daughter of the Caesar went nuts. The not like Kusimalayas of Margolius. The Shochab Nehemiah, she threw it into the water. The Ruach of Yasuf Nehemiah, the wind brought it to that matron, the Blasa. When he recovered, now to be my mama viva, I brought the money to her. I'm like my partly harvest. Vankin kadechay, but she took what she was owed. Vambay said nothing to lie, and she gave him the rest.
And afterwards, she told him, "You deal with the Rebbe Shlomo."
It was my own addition. I editorialized. Because I hear everybody else editorializing, so I find it wanted to editorialize.
There's no reason to do that. No, not the editorial. There's no reason for her to say that. It was paid, finished.
Take it off. Delete.
I thought thought maybe you meant something.
I did. I just made... Okay, go right.
Do you see the concept of Matanis and many times during the Gemara with many different designs?
Right.
I think there's a reason which is a bit more esoteric than the usual life.
Could be. So that was, we have Kalbus who up, we have the heart, we have the piece of wood, we have the matrim. We need two more. Min Ishtajot to Chufas. This is another story that the Gemara doesn't bring, but the Rush brings, so we can bring it from the Rush. Tayyarim Akiva Mekabeyach to Chufas, the snake answer. Now it's clear, I'm sorry, I'm reading text, it's brought too ugly. Sorry, the Rush does not bring the story. The Ran and Tayyarim bring the story. There was this officer named Trutrufus. It is not the same Trutrufus that killed Rabbi Akiva. There was a Trutrufus that killed Rabbi Akiva. The different Trutrufus, obviously, as we see from the story. He used to argue with Rabbi Akiva in front of the Caesar. And Rabbi Akiva made mincemeat out of him. One day he came home very sad. So his wife said, why are you so... What?
That was the same.
It was?
The one, it was he who
touched
the
other,
the exes,
I saw Achredim say that it was that. So. What? Could be. Okay.
No, he's saying they bring that. People that argue on that.
What?
He brings commentary that argues on that, proof that it wasn't,
that you said. Okay, fine. Anyway, so he comes home, he's very sad. And she asked him, his wife said, why are you down today? He said, Mr. Akiva destroyed me in front of the geyser. So she said, this Rabbi Nishlam, their God, hates us. I'll go entice him to be Mazana with me. She was a beautiful woman. I'll go entice him. The Gemara says he was a beautiful woman. I'll go entice him to be Mazana with me. And therefore, he'll lose his shot to the Shemaya. The Shiksa, the way she was a Shiksa at that point. He'll lose his shot in the Shemaya of being able to beat you. So she goes, he saw her, he cried, he laughed, and he spit. So she said, why are you doing this? She said, I'll explain two, but I won't explain the third. I cried, such a beautiful lady like you is going to end up in the ground one day. And I spit, he said, because you come from a deeper shrucha. You come from nothing. And I can't tell you why I laughed. Because I'll say the reason he laughed if he saw that he would marry her after she becomes a Gier. So she said to him, when he told her that, she said, is there anything I can do to make my life worthwhile? He said, yes. So she went with Megayer and married Rabbi Akiva. And she brought in a lot of riches. So I assume that her husband died. That's how she had the riches. Those who say her husband didn't die are saying that she took riches along with her when she left her husband. I don't know. Again. Now.
When did this happen? What happened to his first wife?
Who?
She
died young. I mean, not. He lived 120 Rabbi Akiva. So I don't know how young she died, but she died. Now, this is a key point here. Why did he spit? She came to Tipas Rucha. So, some say that spit, saliva, is similar to semen. Therefore, he spit to Remez that this is where you come from. There's a chidah that says, and this is getting a little bit off the ground, that a person who spits can be mevatel in Hurim Rahim. He was afraid he would be maharer in her, so he spit, and spitting takes away her Hurim Rahim. So says the chidah. You can write him a letter and ask him why it works. I don't know, but that's what he said. So he spit.
His daughters were from which place?
Well, I don't know how many daughters he had. How do you know he had that many daughters?
Because I remember he had two or three daughters.
I only remember one.
How many were on film? Only one.
What? I think he said Pitai. I don't think it. He has a daughter that married Ben Azai or didn't marry Ben Azai. That's a big child. We tried the Gemara, but that's, I don't know. He might have sons, too. He did have a son. Tyson, I mean, Rashi learned to be sure when Karka is his son. Tyson argues. But he definitely had a son.
Which wife, you know?
I don't know, but I assume it's from a his first wife, but that's an assumption. It doesn't say he has kids to choose with his wife. Doesn't say anything.
How long were they married before they went to
work? What?
How long
were
they married before they went to
work? Not too long. I mean, I'm sorry that we had a Leo and others come to visit them. If I remember correctly, but I'm not sure, my listeners will correct me, to be sure McCarker was born before Rebekiva came back. According to Rashi, I think she was pregnant when he left, or she had a baby before he left. One of the two, I don't know. Rashi, Melissa Jindrin Tufus, she is Guy Rivenasir Bekiva. The Rashi does not bring the story. Umiktiya ben Shalom is the final one of the six. Now, Dr. Rashi, the Perkama David Zara, she doesn't come among the Lord Bekiva Tamilov. Interesting, the Rashi doesn't bring the story. The Ran doesn't bring the story. The Mepharish doesn't bring the story. For some reason, they explained the other stories, and this one they didn't. The answer is the other stories are not Gemara, they're Midrashim. And therefore the Ran brings it, and the Rush brings it, and Tysus brings it. But this story is a Mepharish Gemara, so why should they bring the Gemara? Go look it up. So the Gemara, what? Is it? I thought it was a Medrash, but I don't know.
No,
what?
I don't know. She's quoting Baba Basra, Yod Amaral, Sanhedrin.
It's not the story necessarily. It's a question.
But it's a challenging moment.
It's challenging why.
Oh, whether he married her?
No, whether it's the same turn as Rufus. Oh. It brings proofs why it might not be the story.
But this is a Gemara Baba Zara. There was a Caesar who hated Jews, pretty common, and wanted to kill out all the Jews. So they had a meeting, and Shalom Ben Ktia was a senator, and he told the king that what you're doing is not sensible, because if you have a boil in your body, you have something growing in your body, and you cut it out, you'll be left with part of your body missing. Just leave it and let it heal. So he said, if you kill all the Jews, you'll make, there'll be an emptiness in your kingdom. The Jews fill important, you know, their number of people, you're going to kill them all out. So the king said, you know, you make a lot of sense. But the rule in Rome was that if you ever were smarter than the Caesar, they threw you into a room full of dirt and basically buried you alive in dirt and killed you. The king said, you're right. Caesar said, we're not going to kill the Jews, but we're going to throw you into that room for being smarter than me. Something like Donald Trump could do. You're smarter than me, so for that alone, you get thrown into a room of dirt. Anyway, so he got thrown into this room of dirt. On the way, this Roman matron says to him, you're dying for the Jews, and you're not even dying a Jew? So he did bris mila. But it didn't say the tefillah, so it's not clear whether he really had a gerus or not. On the way, he said, all my money should go to Rabbi Kiva and his friends. So Rabbi Kiva said, how do I split it up? So he brought a pasuk. Iron Lebanov, we die from Mechzel Iron, Mechzel Lebanov. So Rabbi Kiva took half the money, and he gave half the money to the rest of his friends. So therefore, that was the sixth way he became rich. And this is in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It does not bring the Rishayim here on the page. Don't bring it. Yes.
We do not have enough land home of us, as a matter of fact. He has less from my ancient governor that does not have a key estimation. So the reward that he was Roy for him, he got him. There is a God.
Again, I didn't say, all I said is I don't know if he died a Jew or not. He tried to, but I don't know if he did. I'm just saying a lucky fact.
I'm
not denying the Shachar Naom Abba. I'm not taking anything away from him. He did an unbelievable act. Saved Klal Yisrael. I mean, Rabbi Nishon would have saved Klal Yisrael anyway, but he was the one that did it. He gets unbelievable Shachar. All I'm saying is, it always bothered me. The Gemara, they told him, you're not going to die a Jew. So he went and did Bris Mila. But you have to do Tefila also. Doesn't say he did Tefila. That's all I said. I don't know anything else.
But as you That, as you said, now you said earlier in the Silas Yesharim that doing things for eternal reward is the mutter reason to do mitzvah. It's something which bothers me, you know, the concept bothers me greatly. And I'm much more comfortable with what you oftentimes say, that what comes after is not your business.
Nobody else has a call to ask this, but there's going to be six separate questions on the test. This is the one that bothers you. No one asked.
Yeah, it's one question.
Tell them to your friend to make enough room for that.
That's the one back there. Ribganda.
In a situation when he's going to die, and all he has the opportunity, I don't think there's a mikvah nearby.
Again,
I'm asking in a situation like this, you don't think he's a Jew?
No. Yeah, halacha doesn't work that way. The guy is stuck in the Russian gulag, the guy. He decides he wants to be Jewish, and there's no mikvah around, I think, in the Russian gulag. At least not a hot mikvah. Anyway, so he doesn't go to tefillah, and he dies having done milah but no tefillah. He's buried by the Galicia cemetery. He's not a Jew. Halacha doesn't have...
Everything is a fact?
Yes.
Just because we're in the middle of all sorts of relevancies, can you talk about snow?
Yeah, I probably can. But Shalom Bakhtiya in Italy, I don't know if he titled, wherever they killed him, I don't know if he titled him himself. The Gemara doesn't mention that he titled. That's all I'm saying. And Halacha doesn't allow emotion to make him a Jew.
I don't say it's emotion, I'm just saying that's all he had.
Halacha doesn't care about
you. He got Gan Eden,
though.
Honestly, Dr. Schwab will tell you he definitely did. I will tell you that I'm not upstairs. Interesting. The Gemara in that case, when it said that the guy threw himself into the fire and he died, Yata Sabasko Gomer, I say, whatever it is, Mazuman Lachayalam Abba. The Gemara writes that afterwards, Bacha Rebbe cried. And he said, Yesh Kaino Loma Bishachas, Yesh Kaino Loma Bahar Bishanim. Some are kind of their world in 1 hour, and some are kind of their world in many years. So the Mashah asked, why did Rebbe cry? What was there to cry about? So there's a big machlag is out of word. The Mashah says that when you're kind of your world in 1 hour, it's not the same Olam Haba as the guy that toiled many years. But Rebbe cried. Here is a guy, Meister Nefesh, who died. But Yeshkai Nalama B'Sha'achas, but Yeshkai Nalama B'Har B'Shanim. It's not the same Olamai. It's Olamai. Everybody gets their own world to come. But Rebbe cried because he wishes the guy could have gotten more. Again, it's a Mashah and Avodah Zarah. All comments directed to the Marshal, please.
This reminds me of the story where he said, who was the Gadol who was cried because he was able to top things so fast and other people have to toil so hard? Was it Rebbe Aharon?
That's what they say, yeah.
Exact same thing.
Rebbe Aharon cried that he tops things so fast he doesn't have a Mabel's Kaira or something like that. That's what they say.
It was after Shir by Rafutner. Rafutner gave Shir on a Mabel's and
whatever it was, that's what I heard. Weiter. Time to give my weiter. Reb Ganda Yav Dawud Zuzim Lusvanoi. Reb Ganda gave 4 Zuzim to a sailor. Lasuya by Midim to bring something back. Layashkehu. They didn't find anybody to buy him. Azula by Kupa. They brought him a kaifa. I don't know how the word is pronounced. They brought him a monkey. Ashtamet. The monkey ran away. All the harasa went into a cave. Chasru Masrei. So they went to dig out to get the monkey. That's what they bought from Ganda. Ashuchu Dervi Al Margalesa. They found the monkey sitting on a pearl, on a precious stone. Asinalekulu, they brought him the precious stone. They did not have to. It was not from Ganda's precious stone. But they went the extra mile And it's interesting, but he's not going himself to the Gemara that says sailors are Rubam Chassidim. Sailors are usually nice people because they are always in danger, and therefore they always daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilim to save them. Doesn't say if they were Jewish sailors or Galician sailors, but sailors have a melted heart.
Really?
Because they're always in fear of being of sinking. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. So they shtel this too, that these nice sailors gave him an extra precious stone that they could have kept. Zogt Rashi, al l'charasa, nichnas ha'kayv, l'chur echad, matzah rebu'ah margolis, they did not have to give it to him. They gave it to him. Yes, doctor.
Just a side note, because you see Margolis all over the place, pearls are more valuable.
Yes, sir.
People comment on his handsomeness, it does affect his ability to serve the Rabbi Nishlema. You have to rise above it, which is very difficult. Well, I don't have that Nisayim. That's what he's saying there. I'm the earthenware Kaili. I don't have to fight that Yetzirah.
Did it affect you?
What?
Did it affect you?
Well, again, the Aces Petifer didn't go for him if he was ugly looking. And it didn't affect him because he was Ahmed Ben Asayan.
That might have been, he spent time, you know, throwing his hair. Was that a neck?
So again, there's many different ways to learn this. I'm sure Ataris Imi has a whole mahalach on it. But the way I once saw it, again, this is my shot, and it's only me, that Yosef felt that the way to he knew his mission was get Mitzrayim to be a better place, Mitzrayim to be a better place. Then if Klal Yisrael ends up here, they should come into the biggest klipa possible. So he figured it would be mashpia on the Mitzrayim, and he decided to make, this is the way he can mashpia on the Mitzrayim. By curling his hair, salsa masarai, looking nice, that's the way he did it. And what did the Nisayim prove to him? Because Rashi says there, your father is being misabel, and you're misalsu masarecha. So Yosef was trying a new method to be mashpia. And what Rabbi Nishan was telling him is, your father is going to save you, but he's going to come to most duknoi shalavicha. There are no new methods. You continue the old method. You want to be making Mitzrayim a Kedusha? You're Ayman Ben Asayan, you make Mitzrayim a better place of Kedusha. Yaitu was Ayman Ben Asayan, therefore Klal Yisrael never intermarried in the whole 210 years. And they all, this, the men, so I'm saying it's all because of Yaitu. So that's what everybody, Avicham Mitzabel, he's connected to you. The Atam is also, and you're trying to forge a new path? There are no new paths. It's all the Rabbi Nishlam's way of doing things. Don't try new. Follow your father's footsteps. That's my shot. Take it. Leave it. Maybe he'll put it in Katara. See me one day. I don't know. What? Maybe it's there already.
Wasn't he curling his hair when he was young? Before anything happened?
Yes, he was. He says it was the south of Azara, yes. But it says that he did it in Mitzrayim also. That's what it says there. Yes, doctor.
Part of what you're saying is very similar to what your brother and
Shem Shwab said. No, my brother doesn't say anything there.
Okay,
he just brings down what Shem Shwab said.
From the words of Shem Shwab,
and it may be based on the re which the Rav does not cite, which is the re says anytime says that means, which is says by Yosef, that someone has a mission of Hishbasis into the world specifically. There are many aspects of this, but you notice there's a very the Rav noticed there's a very critical difference between in Canaan and earlier in the time, where Yosef was doing it himself, we'll see himself to try and bring on his position of responsibility, whereas the last time when he's taken out of the war, it is being done because it's going into Sikara.
Right.
So that showed that Yosef had stopped, according to the Rav. Yosef had stopped trying to bring it on to himself.
Yeah, okay. We will stop here.